This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to host a partisan group of U.S. senators at the White House Thursday after they signaled progress toward an agreement on a major package of infrastructure spending. Discussions in recent days have focused on a spending plan of more than $1 trillion, split roughly evenly between new and repurposed funding. Specific targets of action include improving the nation's roads and electrical grid and widening access to broadband internet. One of the main points of contention has been how to pay for the plan. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Libyan Interim Prime Minister Abdulhamid Dabaiba are holding talks Thursday in Berlin on the heels of an international conference focused on supporting Libya's transition to a permanent, stable government. The conference, hosted by Germany and the United Nations, included officials from 17 countries and reinforced support for national elections in Libya scheduled for late December. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to visit the U.S.-Mexico border Friday as part of her effort to curb the surge in migrants attempting to enter the United States while examining the root cause of migration from Central America. Harris visited Guatemala and Mexico earlier this month, pointedly telling migrants, quote, do not come, end quote, to the U.S. But thousands of migrants from those two countries, along with those from Honduras and El Salvador, have been making the long trek to the border, many on foot, escaping poverty and crime in their homelands. Most of the migrants are coming from Latin America, but many also are from Ecuador, Venezuela, Cuba, Haiti, and some African nations. This is VOA News. A multi-story apartment block in the U.S. state of Florida partially collapsed during Thursday's early hours, sparking a major emergency response. Online videos showed a large portion of the 12-story building just north of Miami Beach reduced to rubble, with the apartment's interiors exposed. It was unclear how many people lived in the building or who had been inside at the time. A local news station reported firefighters pulled one boy from the rubble alive. President Vladimir Putin is a supporter of a proposal from Germany and France for the EU to restart summits with Russia, the Kremlin said Thursday. The Kremlin spokesperson was responding to a question about a proposal by Berlin and Paris for the 27-member bloc to contemplate a potential summit with the Kremlin chief. Many EU member states are resistant to the idea, and Ukraine's foreign minister blasted the proposal earlier Thursday ahead of a debate on the issue by the European Union's leaders. Ties between the bloc and Russia have deteriorated since Moscow annexed Crimea from Ukraine in March 2014. The leaders of more than half of the EU's member states declared their support Thursday for defending the rights of LGBTQ people after a controversial law passed in Hungary. Without directly mentioning Hungary, a letter signed by the heads of state ahead of an EU summit deplored the, quote, threats against fundamental rights and in particular the principle of non-discrimination on grounds of sexual orientation, end quote. This was a cloaked reference to the law, which bans LGBTQ educational content for children and is due to come into effect in Hungary soon. The controversy will likely be raised during a summit working dinner in Brussels later Thursday. Hong Kong's pro-democracy Apple Daily newspaper officially shut down Thursday after issuing its final print edition. Scores of Hong Kongers lined up at newsstands across the city well before dawn to buy the last 1 million copies of Apple Daily's final edition. Reporters gathered on the rooftop of Next Digital's building during the night, beaming their mobile phone lights on the crowd below in a show of solidarity. Former Philippine President Benigno Aquino III has died. The son of pro-democracy icons who helped topple dictator Fernando Marcos and had troublesome ties with China was 61. Aquino was president from 2010 to 2016 and the heir to a political legacy of a family that has been regarded as a bulwark against authoritarianism in the Philippines. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.